Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
David Platt and Francis Chan, it's time to multiply. It's time for you to have babies. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing...
Pat needs more for sure.
I'm seeing... No, I guess I'm not seeing.
No.
Well, you think about this. That God, if all the things the Lord said to do when he created men, he said, multiply. Think about it.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, Adam and Eve, he said, multiply. And then he said, take dominion. It was a kingdom thing. And so then he said, when he paid the price for our sin, when he did the awesome thing that he did for us on the cross and made the way for us into eternity in the family of God, he said, multiply. He said, go into all the world. And somebody said, that's not multiplication. Yeah, he did. He says, it says you were born once, but you can be born again. So you could look at an ancient old man with gray beard, gray mustache, and poorly done haircut, and you could say, you could say, what?
I don't know.
So you could say, they panned to your haircut like it was
every time.
Every time. I don't know. Anyway, so, and when you tell them about Jesus and they make a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, understand that they are born again into the kingdom of God. You can have, you can help birth children into the kingdom of God. That's called multiplication. Multiplication is not having an Xbox giveaway, having a great show with a fog machine to come in and throw a concert that's so loud that you can't even, you know, you have no idea what's going on. And I had a flashback. And so but it's about just you, God, and where he sends you to share the gospel with someone and to multiply. To tell them, you multiply by, in the natural sense, in case you don't know this or not, you actually, if you're going to actually, think about this. People who, you ask some young couple, you ask some, you know, people that quote made a mistake or whatever, and they're walking it out and they're being, you know, responsible. You ask them, you say, you know, what happened? They say, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I mean, something had to happen, you know what I'm saying? And so what has to happen in a natural aspect of birthing a child, you know, people have to actually meet each other and, you know, get married and all that kind of stuff. But you got to actually say, hello, you know, my name is, I mean, it's got to start somewhere. Right. And you think about it, people who don't even know God, don't even know he exists and maybe even deny him. I mean, they have a family, they can multiply. They got a huge family. It just, and they can't necessarily find them, but they're you know, everywhere. It's like, how are you multiplying? But you get to the church and he's like, I know you were in Bobby Joe's building last week, but I'm talking about, you know, new birth in the kingdom of God. It's cool. I mean, I understand you got a new suit, new song, new place, but I'm talking about, you know, becoming, you got to go to the one. You got to meet with the spiritual zygote, if you would. You've got to come to the person who's going, God's going to birth himself in this person. I mean, you're not going to, you can't, you know, if you're already born again, I mean, you're not going to be born again. Although I know that there's a song that says, can I be born again, by Potter. I love that song. It's great. And so it means you got to go to people who don't yet know God, so they can be born into the kingdom of God. You can multiply. But one very important thing, and we're fixing to hear, you know, Francis Chan and David Platt talk about this, and you got to go to Multiply Movement. Go to VFNTV.com, go to the links to find out details. But one thing we have to do first, before we can be intimate with others that produces an expansion of the kingdom of God, we first have to be intimate with God in our time of prayer. Every single thing, when you look, as a matter of fact, listen to David Platt talk about, when you look at the book of Acts, what happened before every multiplication in the book of Acts. Watch.
When I think about the book of Acts, every major breakthrough we see in Acts, gospel spreading came about directly as a result of prayer. Every time. I mean, you think about it. Acts chapter 1, it's the first time that it says they were devoted to prayer. And then Acts chapter 2, as they're praying in the separate room, the Holy Spirit comes down in power. And then end of Acts chapter 2, they devoted themselves to prayer. Beginning of Acts chapter 3, verse 1, they went up to the temple, Peter and John, to pray. And it was there, this lame man is healed. And it says in Acts chapter 4, verse 4, many more people began turning to the Lord. So we had 3,000 people saved in Acts chapter 2. Now, many more in Acts chapter 4. You get to the end of Acts chapter 4, and they get together and they pray at the end of Acts chapter 4. They're praying, and while they're praying, the place that they were meeting was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak the word of God boldly. Like, you just imagine that. The place where you're meeting is shaken. Like, we usually gather together at conferences where we have, like, there's fog machines, and don't you hate fog machines while you're preaching the Bible? But fog machines, we kind of manufacture all this stuff. We do that, like, all they were doing was praying, and the place where they were meeting was shaken. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak the word of God boldly. Acts chapter 5, the gospel multiplying, more and more people coming to Christ. End of Acts chapter, so in chapter 6, they devoted themselves to prayer and the ministry of the word, and the number of the disciples was increasing, like two verses later. End of Acts chapter 7, Stephen prays as he's being stoned. Very next verse, the disciples were scattered from Jerusalem throughout Judea and Samaria, preaching the word wherever they went. It was Acts chapter 9. It was in prayer when they had this message to go to Saul, and this missionary who would impact nations for the glory of Christ was born. You got Acts chapter 10. Peter's on a rooftop praying, and that's when the Lord says, go to the Gentiles. Like, the gospel's going to the Gentiles. That happened in the context of prayer. Acts chapter 12, church praying. Somebody, Peter, released from prison. Acts chapter 13, Antioch, they're praying, and missionary movement, Paul and Barnabas sent out to go on missionary journeys around the world. Acts chapter 16, they're praying in prison, and there's an earthquake, and that's when this Philippian jailer is saved. And so you just see it over and over and over and over again. Like, prayer was not supplemental for them. It was fundamental for them. It wasn't just tacked on at the beginning of a gathering or as a transition between speakers. Like, it was why they gathered, to pray. And they expected something to happen. And things happened once they prayed.
So you think about it. The first thing that we do when you want to be fruitful and multiply, you want to do what the Great Commission is, Jesus first calls us to himself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, you know, they hear things, you know, 3 points, you know, F-A-I-T-H, that means, you know, tell somebody about something, you know, working with an acronym, you know, welcome, I'm the acronym. Oh, no, I'm a believer. Yeah. You know, and they got this whole, because they want to do something for God.
Sure.
But the truth is, Jesus said, and John chapter 15, it's written about it. Obviously, he didn't, you know, so they put it a chapter and verses, right. But this is what Jesus right. said. He said, listen, you know, the only way you can be fruitful, there's only one way you can be fruitful, but yet the expectation is to be fruitful. So it's not like, okay, well, I don't want to do that. No, he says, you know, you'll know them by their fruit. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said this, and this is, you know, I was just praying this morning. You think about this. And we heard it last night, as a matter of fact. We heard it just recently, last year. And that, it was last year sometime, that, you know, when you're hearing Rick Joyner speaking about, you know, and it's just a theory, you got to think about it, but this is what's said. I mean, Jesus said, many people are going to come to him and said, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't know you. And God chooses to not know our sin if we repent from it. Mm-hmm. That's what Rick Joyner was saying last year, at the end of the year.
Very encouraging.
And yeah, but this other part is, you got to really think about it and ponder. And this is a man who's been with the Lord.
Yes.
And some people, you know, think, I mean, like Judas, for example, he's like, you know, I know Jesus. Mm-hmm. I ministered with Jesus. I kept the finances for Jesus, right?
That's right.
And so everybody would go like, oh, that's, you know, that's Judas Incorporated .org 501c3 thing. You know, it's like, think about it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it wouldn't most people think like, man, that's the treasurer. You know, that is the person that was hanging with Jesus. But obviously he did. God didn't know. I mean, he knew. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He didn't know God.
No doubt.
Even though miracles happened through him. And so, and so you think, well, if miracles were performed, wasn't he fruitful? And it's like, no, when you look at Matthew chapter 7, he said many people are going to do miracles and prophesy. So it's, that's not the fruit. That's not the fruit of who we are.
Right.
When you talk about, when you read about people knowing each other, there is intimacy there, and there is multiplication there. And, you know, whatever you had when you spend time with God, you have more, whatever that is. And God defines that because he puts different things in each of us. And so Jesus first is, I think it's Mark chapter 10, I believe. He talks about them to himself, you know, the 12 and the 72, you know, and then he sends them out. A lot of people just go, I'm going to go do it. I'm just going to go do it. And it's the most frustrating thing for you, and believe me, for the people that you're talking to. Right. And as a matter of fact, more damage is being done. So we got to come back and say, well, no, actually, put the crack pipe down for a moment. I know somebody came to your door and walked you through three steps, the 12-step program, how to find Jesus. But you got to know him, you know, and your life would be different. Not perfect, but you'd be different. You definitely wouldn't be, you know, what, you know, anyway, you wouldn't, you at least would have put it down before you opened the door. And so, but he says that, you know, he calls us to himself. And then with that time with God, with that intimacy with God, he says, if you abide with me, if you spend that time with me and I with you, he said, you will multiply. You will bear much fruit. But apart from this time with me, you can do nothing, which means whatever, you know, you want to do. And what happens is people have a great desire and they really want to do something for God, but they don't understand God is the one who wants to do something through them. And so they run off and they begin to start doing something. They look at somebody else's building. They look at somebody else's suit. They look at somebody else's seating. You know, there's families like, one guy told me, he's like, I don't even wear a tie anymore. I'm like, okay, all right, we got it. You know, and suits are very merciful because they cover a lot of
stuff
and ing. But they're really trying hard. So if, you know, obviously I like the, what, you know, Rick Joyner said, he said, you know, God grades on a curve and he's very merciful, but it's thinking about wasting all that energy and effort because you got to come back to zero again. And you're going to have to begin to spend time with God to bear fruit, good fruit and fruit. The last, he said, you didn't choose me. I chose you and I appointed you to go. I mean, we all got to go, but you first got to be before you go. You first got to spend time with him. We're called to multiply, but what did Francis Chan, what did David Platt just say? He just said, listen, everything began with prayer. And so often prayer is seen as a religious thing instead of a relation thing. You need to abide. What he's saying is they spent time with God and they called on God and they knew that God was the answer. And then God would move and then things would shift. Things would multiply. Things would advance. God would speak. God would just shake. Jails would open. But you got to spend time with him. And you find out that's your reward. That is your reward. And it's like, okay, I'm going to go do this, but I'm going to come back quickly so I can spend time with you. It's called abiding. We have a simple plan for you. If you haven't yet begun to abide, go to iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. If God's commanded us to multiply, and we're called to multiply, but you first got to abide with him because apart from that, you can do nothing. It's at iabide.org. Request your free plan today. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.